Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today on this Tuesday morning. We're going to continue our series this week talking about miracles I have seen and lessons I have learned. Miracles I have seen and lessons I have learned. We will be praying for healing for people. And I plan to pray for a healing prayer at the end of this episode today. So I hope you will share this with friends. Share it with those who are needing a touch from heaven, who need to be encouraged, whose faith needs to be inspired. Share these episodes with them, and I believe they will be blessed and helped. Now, today, I want to share with you about an individual who was not even a Christian, who was healed at home and was so shocked by the healing that he got up and came to a church where I was preaching a revival and came in and gave his heart to the Lord. Now, this was many years ago. This is probably also 1973. I'm going to guess somewhere in there. Could have been 1972, 1973. Anyway, I had been invited to preach. This was before I met Sue. This is before I went to Bible school. And I was invited to preach at the Assembly of God Church in Kiowa, Oklahoma. Now, my brother Harvey, who's with the Lord today, was a member of that church, and his wife and three daughters. And he arranged and he connected me with the pastor and arranged for me to come up and preach. And again, I believe it was for 6 nights, Sunday through Friday. Well, I was single, so I asked a couple of friends to go up with me, Charles Hicks and Rule Beshears. And so our first service was we started Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then I believe the rest of the week through Friday. So we were driving up Sunday morning. It was approximately an hour and a half drive, so we were able to handle that. And so we were driving up, and we're just talking, praying, sharing, praying over the meetings. And my friend Rule Beshears received a word of knowledge about somebody needing a certain specific kind of healing. So we went up that morning, and after the preliminaries, the pastor, and I remember his name was Peachy. And of course, in those churches, everybody was brother and sister, even the pastor. We didn't call the pastor so-and-so, we called him brother so-and-so. So his brother Peachy. So after the preliminaries, he turned the service over to me, and then I invited my friends Charles to speak and Rule to speak. So when Rule got up, he just shared what God had shown him while we were driving up, and immediately the pastor's wife came up, and we prayed for her. The Spirit of God hit her, and she was instantly and miraculously healed and relieved of the pain and discomfort. And so, wow, what a great start. Well, the other healing that I really want to tell you about that really stood out that week, it was one night that week, and I don't remember what night, but I'm going to guess probably Tuesday or Wednesday night. And the pastor, Brother Peachy, he was conducting the service. Now, in these services, that small church, it was packed out. The crowds were there. It was packed out. Small building, but the crowds were there. And so he took prayer requests, asking anybody if they wanted prayer. And so there was one woman asked prayer for her husband, whom she said had a very serious heart condition and was not a Christian, and she was very concerned about him. So the entire church prayed for this woman's husband. I'm sure many of them knew him because this was such a small town, Kiowa, Oklahoma. And I didn't know him, and my friends didn't know him because, you know, we really don't know anybody there except my brother and his wife and family, Joanne and his children. So anyway, we prayed, and there seems to be some very fervent prayer. I remember that. And then shortly after that, he turned the service over to me. And then I spoke a few words, and I asked my friend Charles Hicks to come up and speak. And I sat down on the platform facing the audience. And as I'm sitting there, the front door opens, and a man steps in. And he looks like he's kind of confused. He just kind of looks around like he doesn't know what to do. And I sensed the Spirit of God in me. And what I wanted to do, and probably what I should have done, what I wanted to do was to just stand up and say, "Sir, come right on down here to the front." But I went back and I walked up to him and I said, "Are you a Christian?" He was all broken up in tears. And the only thing he could say was, "He healed me tonight. He healed me tonight." Well, lo and behold, it was this woman's husband whom we had just prayed for probably 30 minutes before. He was sitting home watching TV, I think drinking a beer. And all of a sudden, the power of God came down upon him. And he had very distinct, he had been diagnosed with a very serious heart condition and had very distinct symptoms in his heart. And all of a sudden, all of the symptoms, all of the pain, everything just disappeared and his heart was functioning normally. And he was so shocked and he felt the presence of God. And he was so shocked, it put him in fear. The fear of the Lord came upon him. Oh, may we have miracles today that will bring the fear and the awe of God upon people. That's what happened to Simon Peter when Jesus used his boat, and Peter, who was the professional fisherman, had fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus, after using his boat to speak to the people on the shore, told Simon Peter, go wade out in the deep and let down your nets for a drought. And Peter says, "Well, Lord, I fished all night. There's nothing out there, but nevertheless, at your word, I will do it." And they go out. And here is an extravagant answer to prayer. Oh, if Peter had just got a boatload of fish, you know, that would have been a miracle. But no, this was an extravagant miracle. So many fish, his nets begin to break. And his boat begins to sink with so many fish. And he has to call other fishermen, his partners, to come. And they fill up their boats with fish. Peter gets back to shore. And this is such an incredible miracle. The fear of the Lord comes upon him, and he falls at the feet of Jesus, and he says, "Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." And Jesus said, "It's okay, Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you're going to be a fisher of people, a fisher of men, literally a fisher of people. You're going to catch people for me, Simon." Wow. Well, this man, the fear of God came upon him. Sitting there in his living room, not thinking about God, but some people prayed. And the power of God came upon him and healed him. And he came to church and gave his life to Jesus that night. Wow. What is the lesson? The lesson is, there is no distance with God. There is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. You don't have to be in church for God to heal you. Your loved one does not have to be in church for God to apprehend them and save them and heal them. God, one of his characteristics is omniscient, meaning he is everywhere at the same time. You can run, but you can't hide from God. Oh, what an incredible thing. So my friends, don't limit God. Don't limit your prayers to a church building, to a certain preacher. Don't limit your God to physical characteristics. God is spirit. And when we pray, and we pray in faith, my goodness, God can perform miracles on the other side of the earth in answers to our prayer. The lesson is, there is no distance with God. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you right now and for your loved ones, for your friend who's need a healing and a touch in their body. And it doesn't even matter where they are right now. They could even be sitting in a bar somewhere, on a bar stool. There is no distance. There's no limitations with our God. I'm going to first of all pray for those who are listening to this podcast. Father, I pray for miracles now for every person listening to this podcast. I pray for miracles, O God, of healing. I pray, Lord, for the honor and the glory of your name, that you will stretch forth your hand now and show the people that you are God and that you are calling them to yourself. God, perform miracles of healing now, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for the children and for the loved ones of those who are listening now that they are praying for and believing for. I join my faith right now in the name of Jesus. I join my faith for that daughter. I join my faith for that son. God, that your presence and power will come upon them and that you will heal them, restore them, and draw them unto yourself. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we declare today that Jesus Christ, as it says in Hebrews 13:8, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, O God, for doing it. Lord, may we hear testimonies and reports of what you have accomplished through this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.